Now the news. I'm Tian Lu. Chinese President Xi Jinping has extended his greetings to the working people for the International Workers' Day. He called on the working public to actively participate in advancing Chinese modernization with high-quality development and the building of a strong nation. The Chinese leader also urged efforts to safeguard the legitimate rights and interests of workers. President Xi Jinping has replied to a letter from steel workers in the Serbian city of Smederevo. He said the development of the Smederevo steel plant is a vivid example of the high-quality joint construction of the Belt and Road Initiative. The Chinese president encouraged the workers to make new contributions to China-Serbia ties. The reply letter comes ahead of President Xi's scheduled state visit to Serbia next week. Foreign Minister Wang Yi says China and Argentina are good friends and good partners. He made the comment during talks with his Argentine counterpart Diana Mondino in Beijing. Noting that both countries are major emerging economies, Wang said China is ready to be a long-term and a reliable cooperative partner of the South American nation. This is the Argentine foreign minister's first visit to China since taking office late last year. The Shenzhou 17 astronauts have arrived in Beijing after a six-month sojourn in space. They will enter a period of quarantine and undergo a series of health checkups before meeting the press. The three-member crew landed safely Tuesday afternoon in Inner Mongolia. Authorities say they are all in good health. China's Fujian aircraft carrier is setting out for maiden sea trials on Wednesday. Media reports say a series of tests will be run on its power and electricity systems. First launched in 2022, the vessel is China's first domestically designed and manufactured aircraft carrier. Haiti has named Edgar LeBlanc Fils to head the Transitional Council as the Caribbean nation seeks to bring back law and order amid intensified gang violence. The 68-year-old was former president of the Haitian Senate. The unfolding humanitarian crisis has caused tens of thousands of casualties in the country, with over 90,000 people having fled the national capital in a space of just 1 month. Harold Isaac has more.
While not officially a president of the nation, it's the closest the country has been to having one following the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse in July 2021.
The task ahead remains gigantic for the presidential council. It has to restore security and hold elections by February of 2026, when its term ends. In order to do so, first it has to establish a government, including a prime minister and cabinet.
The situation in the country remains dire and complicated. A surge in gang violence has led to the closure of ports and airports, forced the interim Prime Minister Ariel Henry to resign, and led to the formation of this transitional council. Yet on the streets of Port-au-Prince, reality remains the same, fragile and dangerous.
Britain has sent its first asylum seeker to Rwanda under a voluntary scheme. According to the Sun newspaper, the unnamed migrant was flown out of the country on Monday. The voluntary scheme is separate to a forced deportation program that Britain is about to embark on in the next few months. It is part of a government-led effort to deter asylum seekers from crossing the English Channel in small boats. The five-day May Day holiday begins on Wednesday. According to the Transport Ministry, the Chinese public will make about 270 million trips each day across the nation. The railway network is expected to handle 144 million passengers during the festive season, with Wednesday alone projected to take one-seventh of the share. The number of tourists travelling abroad is also set to hit a near three-year high. A giant panda couple has travelled to Spain and will spend the next few years in Madrid. Upon arrival, Jingxi and Zhu Yu were treated to a dinner of freshly cut bamboo shoots at the Madrid Zoo Aquarium. The zoo says the public will have to wait a little bit before meeting the pair as health checks go on. And that's the news. I'm Tian Lu.